This week, the Homeless Coalition and the Corporation for Supportive Housing hosted a gathering of nonprofits and community members. Heather Lyons, the Senior Program Manager with Supportive Housing, said there are options for businesses that want to hire people without homes.
We heard that there are some tax credits and incentives that are out there. One of the things that we heard, like, say if you get a $1,000 tax credit for hiring somebody who's formerly homeless, maybe, like, take half of that and put it into a pool that would be like an insurance pool that employers who are taking the risk might have access to.
Members of the public attended the meeting. Nathan Schwartz of Occupy Tampa recommended keeping the community involved by updating locals on the progress made and encouraged people to come out and help.
That community involvement in terms of people on the ground who want to make a difference, who are trying to do things, who can organize but don't need to organize under some sort of banner any sort of entity above themselves, but are just people who are organizing.
The final draft of the 10-year plan will be announced on Monday, complete with an outline of the policies to prevent and end homelessness. For WMNF News, I'm Lisa Kaufman in Tampa.